famed Bears defensive tackle who specialized in making opposing quarterbacks see long white tunnels of light, with ghostly lost relatives saying, "Go back, it was just a sack." Obradovich, the Bears legend who is picking off passes and grinding offensive linemen into powder while you are still wearing tough skins and drinking Tang. Glenn Kozlowski, the one-time Bears receiver who could catch a pass and a dive, then celebrate four rows up in the stands with the pretzel vendor. Mark Harmon, a confident, independent young man with skills in communication and teamwork. He's what? He's getting married. Well, forget that. This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN Radio.
Now we are here. 26-3. The home season comes to an end. The Bears are 7-8. Hamp and OB with Kaz taking up to midnight. As it doesn't get much uglier than it did tonight at Soldier Field, I'll always remember the Eddie Pinheiro 46-yard field goal. That was a moment that, you know, hey, Hamp, they found a kicker. There we go. Pinheiro, 2020.
Hey, just like, you know, like we said in the pregame, like we've said on pretty much every week, nothing says, you know, happy holidays and Merry Christmas like an embarrassing kick in the head to close out the regular season with bookend efforts by the mighty Chicago Bear offense under Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky, with 3 points in the home opener and 3 points in the home closer.
Again, no touchdown in home opener, no touchdown in the home game today.
And at some point, you just got to shake your head and say, what the hell was he doing at the end? You know, this turned into a preseason game. You know, the last drive, calling timeouts when the game was completely out of hand, completely out. And if that really is his buddy, his mentor on the other side of the field, what was he having the Bears offense out there in this meaningless, you know, idiotic, futile attempt for a touchdown in the closing seconds of the game when everybody knew it didn't matter? It didn't. The only thing could have happened is somebody get hurt. And you know what? If he really loved his buddy, you know, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs,
Andy,
boy, that really would have been a stocking stuffer.
I tell you what, God forbid what you just jumped on, Dan, is that in the last minute and a half or so, the way Kansas City was playing to eat up the clock, so he doesn't embarrass his friend across on the other side of the field. And that is the wrong thing to do as a head coach. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason why you've got your 11 guys out there that are playing offense and they're built to score with one of the, which will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play this game, in Patrick Mahomes. And you're out there and just dribbling, drabbling so you don't embarrass your buddy on the other sidelines. God forbid, one of your players went down and ended his career, or couldn't play until next year. You don't play football that way, folks. That's a disgrace. And talking about a disgrace, what was it with, I think we were 4th and 23, somewhere around midfield, give or take a little bit one way or the other. Okay? And you're a quarter, we're 4th and 23 yards to get a first down. So what do you do then? You take all your receivers, throw them down into the end zone, get your quarterback drop back, and unload it. What could happen? Number one, we could actually catch the damn ball, okay? Number two, it could be intercepted, which is the same thing as a punt, or more often than not, out goes the penalty flag, and the game cannot end on a penalty flag. We don't even try to do it. You know what this numbskull, nincompoop quarterback did? He threw a check down. 4th down and 23 yards to go. You one where I'm upset here? Is that how you play football? Is that why? How do you play football to win? And you think you're a contender? You don't score one touchdown. Not one. Again. My God. Nagy, you are so incompetent, there aren't words to cover you, pal.
All right, and we're going to get to this thing top to bottom. And, you know, I hate to say it, we predicted this, didn't we?
Oh, Danny, that's his up.
Yeah, but still, there was a lot of guys on the Bears roster that really fought it out tonight. Our two linebackers, and you know what? What is it, Pierre Lewis? Idiotic roughing the kicker, enabling a drive to continue for a touchdown against us. But he played his butt off and quit Koski. Once again, our two inside linebackers, Khalil Mack, the best game he's played all year. What was he doing hitting tight ends instead of rushing the passer? $141 million to get him to jam the tight end? Are you kidding me? But here's the thing that really killed it for me. You know, this team is not very good. We got limitations at quarterback. We got limitations on the offensive line. We got limitations in our play calling, our head coach, and our offensive coordinator. But at the end of the day, it was a team that was undisciplined. Think about this. 95 hit the quarterback. Hit Mahomes needlessly, drew a penalty that kept a drive alive. Again, in a third and four, we jump off sides. Aaron Lynch, 99, jumps offside, gives him a first down, keeps the drive going for a touchdown. Kwiatkowski, 44, hands to the face, it's a penalty, it keeps the drive going. Pierre Lewis, once again, roughing the punter. And then at the end of the game, Urban, 92, hands to the face. All of those plays are typical of a team without discipline. And you can talk about Trubisky, you can talk about it, but you know what? It starts at the top, and it comes, and it rains down. You have to have a discipline structure on this team. This team is playing by the seat of their pants.
Danny, what you're talking about here, this is game 15, by the way, of a 16-game schedule. And again, playing at home. And what Dan Hampton, the litany of things that he just went through, only tells you one thing. Where do you think that comes from? The stupidity of the players? Where do you think that comes from? Coaching. It's coaching.
Our lack of.
Very good. Lack of coaching. Poor coaching. Whatever you want to call it. My God, from last year going into this year, it was all, we're all thinking it's going to be roses, peaches, cherries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you what, the number one thing, we've got one more game to go. I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest fault is right on Nagy and his coaching staff. They did not have these kids ready to go after the Super Bowl. They did not have them ready to be a world champion. There was no timing in our passing game. There was no separation for our receivers. There was no timing in our run blocking. We had a quarterback that is herky-jerky back there. He can find his main receiver, can't find second, third receiver. Lucky he can find the little outlet pass. Let that alone. But I'll tell you, this is, you know, folks, this has been going on game after game with this guy. And this guy I'm talking about, Nagy. You, again, what I said here 5 minutes ago, 4th and 23, and you throw a check down?
They're on their own 46-yard line.
46-yard line, and you try to check down, and you don't try the one play that the Green Bay Packers, my God, any coach or quarterback that has half a brain in their head. Flood the zone down deep and let the ball go. That's your only chance.
Well, they had the playoffs on the line, OB. It was sitting right there for them.
Well, it's really sad. And, you know, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. And this will be our last post game immediately following the game. Next week we're going to be on at
7:30 to 9:30.
A later time.
A special time.
A special time slot. I like that. Special time slot.
There we go.
But give us a holler. Tell us what you think about the way not only the Bears played this season, but unfortunately – how poorly prepared this team was to defend the NFC North crown.
Well,
started opening kick of the opening game.
I'll tell you what, Danny, I can sit there, and I mean, I've never been a fan of this guy. I didn't even like him when he was at Kansas City. They're winning a playoff game. As a matter of fact, I believe it was against the Eagles.
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans, right?
Yep.
Who never should have even been in the playoffs. And they're winning, what, 20-0 halftime?
21-3.
And never score another point and lose the game. Guess who the offensive coordinator and play caller was, folks? Nagy.
312-981-7200. If you want to jump on in here, we'd love to take your calls. Kaz is going to join us coming up after this timeout, so he'll take calls with you as well. Going up to 11 o'clock, and we're with you till midnight. Hampton will be with Kaz, sponsored by Chicagoland. and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Yes, the Bears did lose to the Chiefs at home, 26-3. You guys didn't even mention what I thought was the most painful thing about the night. For me, watching Patrick Mahomes in your face on Soldier Field doing 17 zillion creative things, throwing beautiful passes, 3rd and 18, Tyreek Hill sprints out running 90 million miles an hour, stops beautifully on a dime, the ball's in his hand. We could be watching that every week. How much fun would that be?
Oh, it would. But, you know, again, we can't re-gift.
We can't.
We got.
We can't
got
re-gift.
We've got number 10.
We've got. We unwrapped our
whether
present.
Whether you like it or not, hold your nose.
We got it. All right. Kaz coming up with your calls, 312-981-7200.
I want to see
in
tomorrow's the press. Are they gonna, what are they going to say about Nagy and his play calling? Again, not one touchdown scored in 60 minutes of football.
We'll see.
Not one.
I don't think it's going to be a lot of flowers and chocolate in the paper tomorrow, but or at WGNradio.com, whatever Adam Hogue's going to write. All right, Kaz coming up, 720 WGN.